Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Up, y'all. It is Mike, the movie guy of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Audio Boo movie review. The movie I'm going to talk about today is Roadside Attractions film that came out in November of last year, The Bay. It's a horror flick, and it's actually one of those found footage style kind of movies. But before you start freaking out, it's not one of those that gets, you know, the cameras running around the place and you get sick by watching it, people. No, this is actually, it's pretty cool because this one is actually shot through cell phones and security cameras, and which looked like a really somewhat kind of difficult pain in the butt style of making a movie, but it kind of comes out really cool. There's this girl in this movie who is going through what she's going through, and she's shooting it on her iPhone. And it kind of all comes together, different stories for one major story. And The Bay is about this little town off the Chesapeake Bay kind of area. It's a little town. And they're about to celebrate their 4th of July party, and they got moon jumps and parades, and it looks like a nice day of fun for the holidays. And something happens where two research people are found dead, and how do I put this without giving too much away? Either way, there's some stuff in the water. There's stuff in the water, and it's been going on, and 4th of July is a day that everything happens. And the people who have been pretty much consuming water have this parasite in them. And all of a sudden, the parasite's like, I'm ready to party, 4th of July. Let me eat myself away. Eat myself out of your stomach and your face and your neck. Oh, yeah. And it's one of those kind of movies. And it's kind of crazy because the little parasite actually exists. This is all like, if you watch the DVD and then you watch the special features, there's actually like a little behind the scenes on how they talk about it. This story about a town and polluted water and chicken crap and this little parasite exists. And it's called the Cimamothia excuguga. But it has a better name called the tongue-eating louse. And and basically, you can kind of, you're figuring out, right? It's got stuff, and then it grows, and then it comes, yeah. Just, okay, yeah. If you're into horror movies, you don't mind that found footage stuff, I think this is kind of worth checking out. I got to warn you, in the beginning, it's kind of a little, for me, it was a little slow, but then it starts picking up, and then at times, I'm not going to lie, there's times you're like, okay, that story, okay, that's that person. So you got to pay attention. You can't get up and go to the bathroom. You got to sit there and watch it and make sure everybody shuts up and doesn't talk, or you're going to get lost. So that's the review for The Bay. I liked it. How many popcorns do I give it? I would probably say 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5 popcorns for The Bay. I was impressed about how the filming technique was. There are some parts that you're just like, what? There's a part where a cop shoots him. I'm not going to tell you. I was like, damn, that looked like real footage from that cop cam. But I'm not going to tell you no more. So just, it's on Netflix. If you want to watch it, check it out. If you do see it, let me know what you think about it. Check out my blog at iWatchMike.com. And you can always follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. Peace.